defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. National Shooting Sports Foundation compiles numbers from the ATF and releases firearms production figures, giving us a pretty solid estimate of how many guns there are in the United States. Want to go through them? I do. Take a listen to this. The National Shooting Sports Foundation, who you probably know as the Firearms Industry Trade Group. They're based in Newtown, Connecticut, by the way. A lot of people don't understand that, or don't not understand it, but don't know that, that the National Shooting Sports Foundation is actually right down the road from Sandy Hook, right there in Newtown. They released the 2017 firearms production report to members. I am a member. And up to, and they compare, there's some comparisons with the 18 figures. The report brings up to speed information that comes to us sourced from the BATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. I always call them the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Expletives, an unnecessary organization nonetheless. But their annual Firearms Manufacturing and Export Report, their AFMA report, here's what some of the figures released to the public show, that the estimated, and these are pretty solid figures, as best that we can get, the estimated total number of firearms in your hands and in my hands, civilians, from 1986 to 2018, care to harbor a guess? Go ahead, I'm going to give you a couple seconds, yell it out if you're driving down the road. What do you think it is? Take a guess. Keep in mind there are 320 million Americans, and keep in mind some of the crap that you've heard from the anti-gun left telling you just how America is awash in guns. Spit out the number. Go for it. Did you come close? Roughly 423 million guns, 422.9 million guns, according to data reported at the ATF's Firearm Commerce Report in 2019. And that is the preliminary 2018 annual firearms manufacturing and exportation report figures, the AFMA report that I told you about. Let's take another guess. How many, first let's start with FBI uniform crime statistic reports. Important figures here. Because Beto said, hell yes, we're coming to take your guns. Of course, he's no longer there. He's history. And prior to him, Smallwell, out in California, communist Smallwell, socialist communist gun grabber he is, basically said the same thing without coming out and saying it. Beto wanted to outleft him and up him one notch, so he said he was going to come and take our guns. All our assault rifles are so dangerous, these weapons of war that have no place on our streets. You can do the mathematics yourself. But the uniform crime report statistics from the FBI that I've been giving to you show less than 300 people. I think it was 296 or 297, to be, if I'm not mistaken. To be fair, it was under 300 individuals in America murdered by any rifle at all. And that number doesn't say whether it was AR-15 or whether it was AK-47. Any rifle at all. Do you know how many kinds of rifles there are? Lots and lots of them. Less than 300 people murdered by any rifle at all. Now, keep that crime statistic, that uniform crime statistic report in your head. Less than 300 murders in America by rifles of any kind in 2018. How many AR-15s do you believe right now, modern sporting rifles are in circulation in America as part of that 422.9 million? Almost 18 million. Now wrap your head around that. The actual number is 17,740 modern sporting rifles in private ownership today. More than half, 54% of all rifles produced in 2017 were modern sporting rifles, otherwise known as the AR-15. Now you think about that. Let me go to the 2017 numbers in a minute. Let's go back to that uniform crime report statistic. We have to get these weapons of war off the streets. 17 million guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. Less than 300 people were murdered by any rifle of any kind in America last year. What does that tell you about the socialists and their and their gun-grabbing ways? What does that tell you? Correct. It's nothing but a big, fat, bald-headed lie. Period. What does that tell you about the reporting from the mainstream media? Same exact thing, doesn't it? Because it's very difficult to wrap our head around the percentages and what those numbers actually mean. Of that 297 people murdered by any rifle, I don't care if it was 297 AR-15s or AK-47s. It is statistically insignificant when it comes to a country of 320 plus million people who possess what numbers, if you break that number down, is 1.2 or 1.3, I think, firearms per person in this country. 422 million. Now, I hate, it's 422.9, rounded up to 423 million. I hate bumper sticker logic, except when I love bumper sticker logic. And right now, I love bumper sticker logic. What bumper sticker logic is that? If 423 million guns were a problem in the hands of over 120 million law-abiding Americans, socialist, you would know it already, you socialist liar. Hey, mainstream press, if 423 million firearms in the hands of over 120 plus million Americans, mainstream media, were a problem, you would already know it by now. The fact of the matter is, when you consider crime in America and the vast majority of gun crime, criminals using a gun to commit a crime, is committed by a criminal with a handgun, even those numbers are relatively statistically insignificant when it comes to how many guns there are in America in private hands. But why let that get in the way? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. They've created the narrative that we have an epidemic, that it is a health epidemic in America, that we have to do what? Say it out loud. One, two, three. Something about the health epidemic of gun violence in America today. When we're here to tell you right now that 423 million firearms, nearly 18 million of them, it is the single most common rifle in Americans' gun safes today, is the modern sporting rifle. Nearly 18 million of them. Now, the Supreme Court's going to look at that number. Why? Because in common use at the time, it is the single most common rifle in common use in America today. Don't think that the... Don't think that the socialists are afraid of that, making it to the court. Oh, as my dad would say when I was a kid, you bet your sweet bippy they are. And that's why they try to drive. It's these numbers here, these factual numbers, that creates the media's desire, willingness to flip the script, if you will, create the narrative that sways public opinion and doesn't give you these figures. If they do give you these figures, they give them to you briefly and move on to their narrative. Which their narrative is designed to do is to make you not understand that what I just told you is relatively insignificant, is in fact relatively insignificant in the scheme of the things that include 423 million firearms, roughly nearly 18 million of those evil AR-15s that Beto O'Rourke wanted to take off the streets. Hell yes, he did. The most common rifle in use. And when you combine that with the Uniform Crime Report statistics, you have the truth. You have the facts. But as a law-abiding gun owner in America, exercising your constitutional rights, you've always had the truth. And you've always had the facts. And you've always had the Constitution on your side. You're righteous in this fight. not the other side. They're the ones that are trying to take something from you that you have, and that you have in very large numbers. Numbers that they would prefer you not to know. Because when you know the numbers, you can sit there and go, wait a minute. I thought that rifle was, well, hold on just a second. Well, wait a minute, Mr. Media. Well, wait a minute, Mr. Socialist. Well, wait a minute, Mr. Bloomberg. What you're saying isn't true. How do I know? Well, I just found out that there were roughly 423 million firearms in a law-abiding American's hands, and roughly 18 million of them are those evil rifles you say do so much damage across the country and causes a health epidemic. That's not true. We'll be back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Platinum microphone. The Car Arms Group, great company, by the way. This is when I take my Defender coffee sip on air. Hold on. Actually, I do it throughout the program. You just don't know it. Hold on. Got up this morning early. Daughter and son were getting ready to drive to school. My daughter's car was iced over. Took the garbage out. And it was freezing cold this morning. Went inside, made myself a cup of hot coffee. Went out and started my daughter's car. I think it was about, I don't know, it was early 30s for sure. But shot back up to beautiful sunny skies. I think about 61 degrees today. Gorgeous. Gotta love living down south of that Mason-Dixon line. Hey, I was born up there. I know. I know how cold it gets. You can get your Defender coffee, by the way, at defendercoffee.com. My second, third, that's actually my third bag, arrived today. I got my new coffee today. It's in the box. Came today. Defendercoffee.com. Estimated total number of firearms in civilian possession from 86 to 2018, nearly 423 million firearms. Again, bumper sticker logic. If 423 million guns in the hands of 120 million, you were a problem. The liars on the left, the socialists and the gun grabbers, and quite frankly, the U.S. government would already know it. These numbers prove you right, by the way. They prove me right. They prove you right. They prove us right. And they prove all of them wrong. These numbers are critical on so many levels. So let's go through some of those figures. The basics I gave you were 422.9 million, according to the ATF's Firearms Commerce Report in the U.S., 2019 report, and the preliminary 2018 Annual Firearms Manufacturing and Exportation Report, the AFMER report. Of that number, 17,740,000 modern sport rifles, the demonized AR-15, were in private ownership. More than half, 54% of all rifles produced in 2017 was that very rifle, the AR-15. Clearly in common use at the time, the most common rifle in America. In 2017, take a listen to some of these numbers. There were 7,901,218 total firearms produced and imported in 2017. That's in 2017. Of that number, 4,411,923 were pistols and revolvers. 2,821,945 of that 7,901,218 were rifles, and 667,350 were shotguns. Are those significant numbers? Heck yeah, those are significant numbers. It's hard for us to wrap our heads around it. So when we hear the other side talk about a gun violence epidemic, when you look at the actual numbers of firearms in this country compared to how many criminals commit crimes with firearms, the numbers are not even anywhere near what you would expect in a country with that many guns, based on the hysterical type reporting that you get from the narrative-driven media and the anti-gun nuts. The anti-gun nuts are on a crusade to wipe out firearms ownership in this country. When you hear numbers like this, do you think they're going to be successful at it? Think about that while I have another sip of coffee. The answer to that is no, but they're not going to stop. There was an interim 2018 estimate that showed 7,660,722 total firearms were produced and imported. Of that number, 4,277,971 were pistols and revolvers. That number was slightly down from 2017. And 2.846 million, or exactly 2,846,757 were rifles. That number is up slightly from the 2017 numbers. And 535,994 were shotguns. That number is down. Those are interim reports and are going to be updated as complete information becomes available later on. So as it stands now, those aren't final figures. They're going to be up in all categories. I can tell you that. When it's all said and done, at the end of the day, they're going to be up in all categories. Now, here's where it gets fun. Because ammunition manufacturing accounted for, get this, and you'll never, ever, ever hear the mainstream press tell you this. They don't want you to know this. And I'm sure you didn't realize this. But nearly 12,000 employees in the firearms ammunition industry, in the ammunition business, just ammunition manufacturing. Let me take that back. It says firearms ammunition manufacturing, so that's both combined, accounted for nearly 12,000 jobs, producing over 4.1 billion in goods shipped in 2017. And get this, this number is astronomical, and it is. It's tough to wrap your head around it because it's a big number. An estimated 8.1 billion rounds of ammunition, that's billions and billions and billions of rounds. That's all calibers and gauges. So that's including shotgun shells. That's including all calibers. And that's 8.1 billion rounds of ammunition produced in 2018 for the U.S. market. Now, that doesn't seem to me, that number actually to me seems to be a little bit low. Why? Because I have thousands and thousands and thousands of rounds of ammunition just myself. So 422 million guns. Now, let's keep in mind, and I have a very small gun collection. I was rearranging my safe yesterday just because I like to do that from time to time. But I've got 24 handguns on hand, 24. 22 of them are in my safe right now. One of them is on my person. What gun's on your person? My Glock 48 right now is on my person in a Crossbreed Super Tuck. I went and got my haircut this morning, and that's the gun that rode on my hip while I was safely getting my haircut this morning. Never told the people at the barbershop, Vintage Jack's, that I had a gun on me. But it doesn't matter. I could tell because when you go in, all the TVs are going in there. They're all on Fox News. that tells you the ownership's, at least ownership's political leaning at all TVs. So anyway. What these numbers show is that you and me have absolutely zero desire whatsoever to curtail our firearms spending. In fact, just the opposite is true, that we are going to continue to purchase firearms, and we're going to continue to purchase firearms, especially when clowns like Beto O'Rourke and that merry band of socialist satellite radio, I see, oh God, that came so close. When the merry band of socialists begin talking about taking away your guns, you're going to react by buying more guns. I mean, it's just that simple. And the numbers bear that out. That's it. I'm going to quote Joe Bartosi. He's the president of the NSSF. Here's what he says. The modern sporting rifle continues to be the most popular centerfire rifle sold in America today and is clearly a commonly owned firearm with more than 17 million in legal private ownership today. Think about that, okay? He continued, the continued popularity of handguns demonstrates a strong interest by Americans to protect themselves and their homes and to participate in the recreational shooting sports. I'll be back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. Welcome back inside with me. Let's continue, if we shall, in a couple of different directions. First, before I go farther, I want to give you one more piece of information. Just one more piece of information from the National Shooting Sports Foundation report today, taken from the ATF numbers. And I'm going to quote from that. The report shows that as lawful firearms ownership in America continues to grow, criminal and unintentional misuse of firearms is falling. Now, I'm going to cover this twice for you. I know you know this. Those of you who might not know the facts here are going to hear this repeated. During the 25-year period covered in the report from 1993 to 2017, the violent crime rate has decreased by 48.6%. Did you hear that? 48.6%. And unintentional firearm-related fatalities have declined by 68%. Do you know who's responsible for that? I am. You are. We are. The gun lobby is. The National Shooting Sports Foundation is. Responsible gun owners are. The National Rifle Association is. The Second Amendment Foundation is. All of us are. Because it is us, not them, that understand how firearms function and what true gun safety measures need to be taken to keep an individual safe. It's us who understands firearms, not the communist socialist gun grabbers, not those gun nuts. We do. You do. Responsible Americans do. That's why those numbers continue to decline, because the firearms industry itself continues to train, teach, and educate people about the proper handling of firearms. It ain't from some Every Town for Gun Safety propaganda pamphlet or some stupid Facebook post, because those people live in some social media world. But it's us, it's we who are making the difference. I'm going to repeat that one more time. The report shows that as lawful firearms ownership in America continues to grow, criminal and unintentional misuse of firearms is falling. During the 25-year period covered in this report, 93 to 2017, the violent crime rate has decreased by 48.6%, and unintentional firearms-related fatalities have declined by 68%. Take those numbers to the bank. Those are real numbers, numbers the mainstream media should be blasting out all over their ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSDNC, even Fox News outlets all day long, but won't. Why? Because if they told you that, it would make their next story about how dangerous AR-15s are look like what it is, a lie. It would destroy their narrative. Speaking of lies, speaking of narratives, Stephen Gutowski, who you've heard on this program countless times at the Washington Free Beacon, has written yet again another definitive piece. By definitive, I mean checkmate, communist. You're checkmated. You're checkmated, Kamala Harris. You're checkmated, Beto. You're checkmated, Smallwell, Swalwell. And the ones that are still left will soon be checkmated. But wait, you figured out that strategy. So now you've changed your game. Silence. Gun rights groups celebrate as gun control recedes from 2020 debate. Why? Because the coverage of gun control drops after Beto O'Rourke's confiscation campaign, according to Stephen Gutowski. But it's really not according to Stephen. He just put it on paper. It's according to the facts and the truth. I'll quote a little bit from Stephen. He's a great guy. Gun control has increasingly taken a back seat in coverage of the 2020 primary, upsetting proponents and causing celebration among opponents who believe the drop-off shows the issue is a loser even in the Democrat Party. And it is. I asked Alan Gottlieb this question because it never came up in the last debates. That's got a lot of anti-gunners really upset. Free Beacon reviewed cable news networks and interviews and confirmed, get this, the following numbers. In the time between former candidate O'Rourke pivoted to gun confiscation and the end of his campaign, the terms gun control and gun safety were mentioned an average of 19 times per day. In the time between the end of his campaign and the November Democrat debate, the socialist debate, they were only mentioned 7 times per day on average. That's a nearly 3-fold drop in discussing of the gun issue on all of the cable news outlets and the rest of the alphabet soup outlets. Think about that. It reflects, according to Stephen, other trends as well. A fall in the numbers of mass shootings, an increase in media attention on impeachment. Gun rights proponents, however, interpreted the findings as a shift in priorities. That's what we were talking about with Mr. Gottlieb. What does that mean? Let's quote Alan Gottlieb. The Democrats and their friends in the media realized that the terms gun control and so-called gun safety became equated to gun prohibition and confiscation in the battleground states. He figured it out. Here's what else Democrat March for Our Lives. Let me go to them. Let me tell you what they tweeted out. Gun violence was not a topic of discussion at tonight's Democrat debate. That's from March for Our Lives. But it was the main topic of conversation in hospital beds, backyards, schools, football games, and neighborhoods this week. It's on the forefront of our minds. It should have been brought up tonight. Now, let's analyze that for just a second. Were you discussing gun control in a hospital bed with someone this week? How about in a backyard? Were you in the backyard barbecuing, holding up your spatula and a cold beer talking about gun control? Were you? Is that what, was that the main topic of discussion in every school in America today or last week? How about the football game? If you were at a football game, a high school or otherwise, you weren't paying attention, but according to March for Our Lives, your number one discussion wasn't what was happening on field. Rather, it was gun control. And in the neighborhood where you live, were you out taking a walk with your dog and stopped to see your other neighborhood, another neighbor out in the hood and said, "Hi, how you doing? How's gun control this week?" Can you believe that nobody's talking about gun control on the MSDNC debate stage? Was that a topic of conversation between you and your neighbors when you were walking dogs and passed each other on your neighborhood streets? March for Our Lives is lying to you. March for Our Lives is using the media, or trying to use the media, to drive their propaganda machine. And guess what? The media's concentration on it is dropping. Why? What happened to Smallwell? What happened to O'Rourke? What just happened to good old Kamala Harris yesterday? Checkmated. Why are the Democrats not talking about it on the debate stage? You think that was coincidence? No. The Democrat machine, who works very closely with MSDNC, decided that they didn't want to talk about that on stage. Why? Because it isn't resonating. The more they talk about it, what numbers did we give you in the first segment? Those numbers continue to rise. Oh, and they rise rapidly. I might even rise those numbers when I get off the air today. Just because. I think it'd be fun to have a new AR-15 today. You know, see, I may have just cost myself some money. But the point being, every single time they talk about it, that's what we do. It was not coincidence that at the MSDNC debate, they didn't discuss confiscating your guns. They know it's a loser. That's not going to sit well with the gun grabbers who are putting a ton of money into those campaigns, is it? You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Don't go away. Back right after this.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Car Group Platinum microphone. Welcome back inside. Fourth segment already. Man, oh man, time is just flying by. That's okay. I could stay on. I've got so much I want to talk with you about today. I could stay on the radio with you for another 2 hours. Easy. This is important, and I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to continue to ask you, as our partnerships grow here on Armed American Radio, that you continue to support each and every one of them, every single one of them. And we're getting tremendous response. MyPillow, you know, it's remarkable to me, but the MyPillow response that we get is one of the best in the country of any radio program, comes from Armed American Radio listeners, believe it or not. I've been told that directly by the individuals running the campaigns at MyPillow. We've worked with them so closely. Armed American Radio listeners really step up and pay attention. Look, because here's the deal. This is such a great example of how it works. Mike Lindell heard me talking about his products on air a number of years ago, 2-3 years ago. I invited him. He contacted his people and said, get a hold of Mark and tell them we want to put some spots on his show, which we did. Mike then later came and co-hosted a 2-hour show with me in Minneapolis at the Minnesota State Fair later that year, if you recall. And the response has been overwhelming. And here's why. Because we've got companies across this country that are putting pressure on, who are the companies putting pressure on? Really, they're customers more than anybody else. But they're putting pressure on the government to do something. And they're working with being blackmailed and exploited and extorted by groups like Everytown for Gun Safety. The whole Jesse Jackson shakedown deal. Give me money, support my cause, or else. Now, you can't tell me that's not the case. It is. Tomorrow, I'm going to cover a story with you. The triage works for me and the universe works for me tomorrow because the gun grabbers are now grading corporations. Yeah. Walmart got an A. Home Depot got an F. You know why Home Depot got an F? Because Home Depot said, go pound salt, take a hike, get out of my face. If our customers are allowed to carry a gun in that state, then we honor that state's laws. Go pound salt. God bless Home Depot, who, by the way, based right down the road from me
in the ATL. God bless them. God bless them. God forbid they take a stand against us and move against us. Oh, they'll pay for it. They really, truly will. People will walk on Home Depot. There's a Lowe's right down the road. You know what I'm saying? But the fact of the matter is, what I'm talking about is that corporations across the country are putting tremendous pressure on government to grab the reins of gun control and do something, in the process alienating half of their potential customer base. Just incredible to me, remarkable, that a corporation would do that. I would never do that as a CEO of a company. I just can't imagine doing that. But nonetheless, that seems to be the social justice warrior movement in corporate America in this era that we live in America. And there are companies out there that are saying, you know what? Absolutely not. Not only are we not going to do that, but we're going to stand up for voices that actually talk about the Second Amendment. MyPillow is one of them. And you guys are responding. I can't thank you enough. It's great to see. It really, truly is. I love to see. I get the report every week, and it's fantastic to see. So use those promo codes at every single one of our companies, at every single one of our partners. Ammoland.com/AAR doesn't cost you a thing. You don't even have to buy a pillow. All you got to do is read the best writers in the country. That's right. Just go in there and get on the list. It's that simple. It's free. It doesn't cost a thing to do. Personal Defense Network. Rob Pincus is out there giving us his time every single week with the Personal Defense Network Tip of the Week. They get better every week. I have to introduce him, and I've been told that I have to shut my trap for that entire segment. It's not easy to do. But thank those companies with your support. Every single one that you hear on the program has stepped up to the plate. If you need a safe, man, why buy it anywhere else than Gun Vault? You know, they're supporting us, and it's just important. They're built right here in America. All that stuff matters. Gun rights leader, Virginia Second Amendment Sanctuary Movement, just getting started. I'm going to tip my hat. Phil Van Cleve from the VCDL is going to be on the program with me tomorrow. We've got it worked out where he'll be on the show tomorrow. What's going on in Virginia right now? We talked about it multiple times over the weekend, and we've been talking about it for the last week. We are going to continue to talk about it. What is happening in Virginia is unbelievable on multiple fronts. Let's lay it out for you real quick. And by the way, Van Cleve told me in a private conversation earlier today, we tried to get people to the polls, Mark. We tried. And that didn't work. Now we're seeing a groundswell unlike anything I've ever seen before. We have commissioners, the meetings across the state, where we're being told that the attendance is record. People who have spent their careers in these buildings have never seen the attendance like that. Here's the sad part about that. It's all after the fact. You got Democrats getting ready to convene, grab the halls of power in a big celebration in January, just a few short weeks away. And what's their main focus? Screwing you out of your gun rights if you live in Virginia. And they're going to do it. They've pledged to do it. But wait a minute. Something's happening out on the streets. Virginia citizens are stepping up reactively, but being proactive in their reaction and saying, hell no, you're not. No, you're not. And our county leaders are saying that on our behalf. Dozens and dozens of counties and local municipalities around the state of Virginia. I think Phil told me there were about 90 counties. But when you put in the local towns and municipalities, he said he thought there was about 120 or 130. He'll give us those numbers tomorrow. So they're going to do this and knock this out before the legislation or before the legislature meets and the session is convened in January. And a stronger message couldn't be being sent to the socialists that have the reins of power in Virginia. We're sending you a message in advance. If, in fact, you attempt to pull a power grab on us in our county, we're not going to enforce it. We don't want your laws here. You're not working on behalf of the people. You're working on behalf of the people in that section, the very, you know, huge portion of that population center up there in Northern Virginia. The rest of the state ain't playing pool with you, pal. Not happening. And they are sending a message, a huge message. So I don't want to go into too many details. I know if I do now, there's going to be more come out tomorrow. But here's what Phil had to say, and he'll tell us tomorrow. It's sending a huge message to the General Assembly that a lot of the state does not want gun control, certainly none of the crap that they're pushing that does nothing but affect law-abiding citizens. It doesn't do anything for criminals. He said Democrats elected in counties that adopt the sanctuary resolution are going to be under some pressure and may be swayed by the effort. Now, Phil's a little bit more, I think he's a little bit more optimistic in that being swayed than I am at this stage, because they're riding that power grab wave. Are some of them going to have, yeah, there's going to be some, maybe some in some of those districts, but that remains to be seen. He said they're going to go, whoa, hey, if I vote for that bill, you won't have a Democrat delegate in this county for the next decade. All we have to do is turn a few Democrats, and these bills aren't going to go anywhere. So Van Cleave is right about that. And the pressure being brought to bear on those Democrats in those counties is significant right now. Now, I think he might be being a little bit over-optimistic. I'll tell him that tomorrow when we talk. But he's not wrong. Is it possible that Virginia voters could wipe the blackface off of blackface Northam and show him for the true colors he really is? Is that possible? It is possible that the Democrats can be stopped in Virginia. Not that plausible right now, but certainly possible. Van Cleave is right. And nobody knows that state, that legislature, and that legislative process better than Phil Van Cleave in the Virginia Citizens Defense League. Premier outfit in the country. If you've got a grassroots organization in your state, you likely modeled after Phil Van Cleave's Virginia Citizens Defense League. We're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow. I'm sorry the clock ran out on us. Remember, never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.